Are you interested in starting your own cash PT practice? Maybe a little side hustle practice right now because you're bored with what you do at work and you're seeing massive volumes of patients. I found the most success by going this route through a practice in a gym. And this is why I started the Gym PT Blueprint. The Gym PT Blueprint is really a program that shows you exactly how to be successful in the cash model, whether it's a side practice or you're diving head first like I did. This shows you exactly how to set your finances up correctly, how to set your practice up correctly, how to sell things, how to market yourself, and how to really convey your unique value to other people so that they'll want to pay you for it. If you are struggling to figure out how to set your practice up correctly, or if you're in practice and you're not making at least five figures a month at this point, you really should check out the Gym PT Blueprint. Head over to drdannymattei.com/products. That's drdannymattei.com/products to take a look at the Gym PT Blueprint and see how this program can help you become successful. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Mattei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. What's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And for those of you that don't know me, I'm a physical therapist, strength coach, and an entrepreneur, founder of Athlete's Potential. And on this podcast, we talk a little bit about business. And for those of you that have been listening for a while, I appreciate you coming back. And as many of you know, I have two little kiddos, and sometimes I bring up lessons that I've learned from them, which I think is really unique and interesting. I didn't expect that, necessarily when I had kids. I learned so much from them, and in some cases, they apply really well to business. And you know, that's something that I want to talk about today. So I just dropped my daughter off at school, and I'm headed back to the office. I've got a sort of an admin day today. I got a lunch meeting, and I got some things to take care of. So I want to talk about this on the drive back, and it's actually about my other kid. It's my son Jack. So Jack is six, and I'll give you some context to why I'm talking about this. And the other day at school, it was actually yesterday at school. Each class in his elementary school will like perform a little skit, or they'll sing a song or something like that during the school year. And there's a few hundred kids in the school, and it's sort of intimidating. It's nerve-wracking, and you know, people get pretty anxious when they have to stand up in front of their entire class and sing a song. And so it was his class's kindergarten class's time to do that, right? So they were singing some song, and their teacher tells them before that, you know, sing a song, but if you also want to, you can dance, and dancing brings happiness to people's lives. That's what she tells them, right? She says, if dancing brings happiness to people's lives. So one of our old neighbors sends Ashley and I a video of our son up on stage with his entire kindergarten class in front of the whole school doing the worm on stage at the auditorium and dancing like an absolute maniac. And it was hilarious. And, you know, I just laughed so hard. I watched it multiple times. And, you know, I thought to myself, you know, like, what, that takes some serious balls, right? Like, how many of you, I know for me, and me personally, I would not have, ambulance about to get loud. Hang on. This is what happens when you do a podcast where you're driving your car. So look, for how many of you would have felt comfortable doing the worm in front of your entire school at your class? Like for me, I think about, man, when I was 6 years old, no way in hell I was doing that. No way. I would have been, you know, way too scared to do something like that. And and sometimes in life we get told to go for things, right? Oh, go for it. But really, most people don't take action on that. They don't think that they can do things. They don't, or they're told by other people around them that they need to back off, or they're doing too much. And this will happen to us as well in business. And sometimes when we're getting our message out there, the overwhelming response is typically to blend in and don't make noise and don't be disruptive and just fit in. And this is what we're told so much, right? But the reality is, the more you can be yourself, like the more you can just demonstrate what it is that makes you unique, the more people will gravitate towards you. Yesterday, they had a little school get together for this PTA meeting, a little picnic, and I can't tell you how many people came up to my son and high-fived him for doing the worm and dancing on stage. Even the administrator of the entire school came up and said something to him about it. And you know, him doing the worm on stage, it seems sort of insignificant in a way, right? But he brought so much happiness to people at that school. It was amazing. And for us, in many cases, we have to think about what we can do with people to be able to affect their life. And are we actually doing it, or are we just trying to fit in? Are we just trying to be the status quo and, you know, do what's normal and not be disruptive? And I frankly think that that is just the wrong way to approach things. And I can tell you, for me, when I started my business and started this podcast and talking to people about entrepreneurship and what you can do with our profession and how you can use it in ways to develop businesses and be creative, and not just cash practices, but opportunities to consult and do digital practices and work with teams and do strength and conditioning work as well, using your skill set and all these other opportunities that we have. I actually had people that reached out to me and basically said, like, hey man, it's too much. Like, you're getting too into this. You need to calm down a little bit. It's like all you ever want to talk about. You need to calm down. And other people were excited to hear what we had to say, right? And I think what you have to be aware of, and it's totally normal, by the way, for certain people to just, I guess, get sort of irritated and frustrated with people that seem to actually really enjoy what they do for a living. Because I don't think a lot of people are like that, right? And for the most part, there's plenty of people that don't want to go to work, and that's a sad place to live, right? So for somebody to talk about all the things that they enjoy and why they like their career so much and why everybody else should do something similar to it, I think can maybe rub people the wrong way, but it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to stop what I'm doing. And I'm sure there's kids in Jack's school that basically laughed and said, oh, what a silly little kid doing the worm. But you know what? There are other kids that were high-fiving him, telling how awesome it was. And he enjoyed what he did. And that's all that really matters. You can't just have people tell you to tone it down and not be yourself. You got to just do what you enjoy. You got to do what you love. And if you do, everything that you do in that day is going to be enjoyable. And that's a really good place to be. You know, from a career standpoint, from a personal satisfaction standpoint, not a lot of people live on those terms. And I think we can learn a lot from a six-year-old kid doing the worm on stage in terms of what we should do day-to-day and how we should strive to live our life. But to do things that we're fascinated with, that we know can help other people. And if you can do that, and you can match that up with your career, you know, your life is going to be just amazing, you know. And I hope that you guys listen to this, and if you've been on the fence about doing something, or you're worried about what somebody's going to say back to you about the message that you're putting out there, don't worry about what other people have to say. Just be that little six-year-old kid doing the worm.
Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thanks so much for listening to this podcast. If you're one of the people that's already headed over to iTunes and left me a review, I really appreciate it. There's been over 50 iTunes reviews, and all of them being 5 stars, that have been left on this podcast since we started in August. That's awesome. And I read every single review. I take every little piece of advice that you give me in there, any criticism, any positive feedback that you have, I read all of it. And it's amazing to see that we're even getting reviews internationally at this point. So if you're one of the people that's reviewed the podcast, thanks so much. If you're an active listener of this podcast, I highly, highly encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and go to iTunes and leave me a short review. I'd love to hear what you have to say, and it really does help me get this information in front of more people. So guys, thanks again for your time, and keep listening.